of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world financial system. But I'd like to suggest that what we're seeing is an engineered crisis. It really started with certainly Alan Greenspan doing all sorts of things, lowering the interest rates, stimulating the economy artificially, releasing all sorts of money into the economy, and certainly running the economy up to 2006, where we had a booming economy. And then, of course, we had our contraction in 2008. Because we had the housing bubble, we had people buying houses. You could buy a couple of houses and sell them and make $100,000, and buy three or four houses and sell and make $300,000 or $400,000, and people were making money hand over fist, and then the whole thing collapsed. But you have to understand, I believe this whole thing is engineered. Our banks are holding tremendous amounts of money, but they're not lending it. Our major corporations are certainly have made tremendous profits, but they're not reinvesting it. And basically, it seems that everything is being done to create austerity here in America and throughout the world, contracting the world economy for a purpose. And what is that purpose? Well, I think Judge Joe Biden laid it out this last weekend when he attended a conference and talked about the necessity of creating a new world order. And the term he used was new financial institutions. Somebody had said he wanted a world financial institutions. No, he said he wanted new financial institutions. But why would the Vice President of the United States, who's sworn to uphold our Constitution, be wanting to do away with the sovereignty of the United States and create a new world order and new financial institutions? Well, I believe, of course, they want to alter the way certainly we have the monetary system. We want a one world currency, a one world banking system. And I think that they also want, of course, the one world religion with the destruction of Christianity. What do you think, Melody? How do you make any sense of what's going on today economically?
Unless you view it as an agenda with a purpose, and you go back even further than Greenspan, you go all the way back to, you know, the creation of the Federal Reserve, the taking us off of taking our gold, having that confiscated in 1933, and everything else that follows after there. It's been a long time in planning. It goes back hundreds of years. They are very patient. They instill people, they condition people, they breed them and they groom them, I believe, in order to take these places in power and in politics, and here we are today. These are all the problems, the symptoms of what we've seen when they created the Federal Reserve and they took us off the gold. And they confiscated gold back in 1933. These are all the symptoms, and this is where we are today. We're getting every day we get closer. There is a day of reckoning, and the more people who learn about it, who can just understand a little bit of it, perhaps there is something that they can do to prepare against what is going to happen. It is going to happen.
I think you're right. We might be able to delay it for a while, but certainly unless there was a great revival in America, unless people changed their whole attitude, unless people suddenly became idealists and basically were willing to give up a lot of the material well-being that we have with this artificial economy, why, of course, I believe that Melody's right. This whole financial house of cards is coming down, and I believe that's exactly what is intended by what I call the Brotherhood. All our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Melody is just talking about how they're manipulating the price of gold and silver, how they're manipulating the stock market, and they do manipulate the stock market. There's something called the Plunge Protection Team. Go up on the internet, and fortunately you can check these things out. The Plunge Protection Team, set up under the Reagan administration, supposedly to actually prevent any real dramatic attack on our stock. State on our stock market so that it would certainly be running smoothly. But instead of being used only in crisis situations, it's used regularly. And they're manipulating a stock market. It's illegal. If you and I did it, we'd go to jail. When the government does it, well, who's going to put them in jail? And basically, they're manipulating the price of gold and silver. But what a wonderful buying opportunity this is. Melody, are very many people taking advantage of this drop in the price of gold and silver? I never thought it would get down to this level, but who knows? I'm always amazed at how powerful these people of great wealth are as they work in concert manipulating the stock market, the bond market, the commodity market, the gold and silver market. Basically, our people out there certainly taking advantage of this unique opportunity to buy gold and silver today?
Well, they certainly are, and the numbers that have been released by the U.S. Mint on gold eagles and silver eagles have certainly have shown some very strong numbers for the first quarter of 2013. And it's even getting to the point where there's a lot of misinformation beginning to circulate on the mint doing this and the mint doing that, and dealers are not getting shipped out, and the U.S. Treasury is, I mean, it's been crazy stories, but the Silver Eagles, delays on Silver Eagles, prices are being locked in. They haven't stopped that. The Mint is still producing and bringing them to the dealers on Monday, but they haven't been able to keep up with the demand on the Silver Eagles. And the way that really works is every Monday the U.S. Treasury will contact their main dealers and tell them how many coins that they have to sell. And they do that every Monday. And then the next day, the Mint dealers will tell them what they want, how many they want, and the price is actually fixed the next day. The dealers pay for it that day, and then the coins are shipped. So each Monday when the Treasury comes to the market and says, this is what we have, the coins do exist at that time when they're purchased. And so it's just that the Mint is having a problem keeping up with the demand. So,
well, I would think that people all throughout the world, certainly, who are probably much more knowledgeable about this fiat money system than the people here in the United States, but I would think the people in India and in China and other areas be buying gold and silver, as rapidly as they can with these low prices. I mean, they've knocked down certainly almost 25% of the, well, silver was almost up to 50, and it was hovering in 27 today. So it's down not quite 50%, but almost that. What a wonderful opportunity to buy silver, to buy gold. And I would think the people in other countries would be doing that. Do we know whether they are or not? Certainly we know that people like George Soros are certainly going into gold and silver. And the people with big money are going into gold and silver. But what are they doing in other countries? Do we have any idea?
Central banks are continuing to buy gold. And you also have individuals that are looking to buy gold. But what's really strange about this whole situation and their ability to keep the prices suppressed is I was told in Germany, like in the beginning of the year, there was so much buying of gold over there, but yet the prices don't really seem to reflect that. Same way here, you have this tremendous amount of buying, but you know, the prices are still suppressed, but what's really strange about it is you're really not seeing prices being affected in other areas either. And usually when you have this tremendous amount of buying, you usually have an overflow that goes into the various products in the whole gold and silver market. And so that's not being seen. So it really is, to me, it's strange. It tells me the prices are being suppressed, perhaps maybe a little more difficult for them to do so. Buying is tremendous, and I think it is just a matter of time until we see the prices beginning to respond.
Well,
because
you know,
this is not paper. This is not paper that is, well, it is paper that put the prices down, but I think you'll begin to see that turn around.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. We'd love to hear from you. But it's really very interesting, certainly after the confiscation of bank deposits in Cyprus, where an awful lot of the small people who had money in the bank greater than 100,000 euros, they simply took that money, up to 60% of it. It may even be more. A lot of the people were given stock, in return for the money that was seized, and they'll probably never see it again. The big boys, for instance, the premier of Cyprus, knowing something was going to come down, and he was from a very wealthy family, so what did they do? They knew it was going to happen, and so they pulled their money out, shifted to other banks in the Eurozone, and certainly some of the Russians were able to do the same thing. But for the average citizen there in Cyprus, if they had more than 100,000 euros in the bank, they're probably going to lose most of it. Now, basically, this established a new precedent. Now we've established the precedent that if you have your money deposited in a bank, and the bank does some stupid things in an effort to make a lot of money so they can pay large bonuses to the people on their staff, but if it turns against them, do they go against the people, who had made the tremendous profit? Had it been successful? No. They simply seize the money deposited in the bank. In other words, if you have money deposited in the bank, over and above what is insured, why you can stand to lose it. Now, apparently in Canada, there's a new budget coming out, and written into that budget is a statement, in essence, that if you have your money in the bank and the bank gets into trouble, why they have the right to seize your money to stabilize the bank, and you have no security at all. In other words, once you deposit money in the bank in Canada today, why the money is no longer yours, and I'm sure this is going to be the precept all over the world, including here in the United States. And I think we're going to see more and more and more banks getting into trouble. Now, we do have a federal deposit insurance company, and I think it corporation insures accounts here up to, is it $100,000 or $200,000, Melody?
I think they upped it on personal accounts to $200,000, I believe, for personal.
Okay, fine. So personal accounts to $200,000. But what you have to understand is they have $25 billion to back up, certainly, the bank defaults. And there's about $9.5 trillion deposited in the bank. So basically, of course, if you are the first one in line, you'll get your money right away. Otherwise, they're either going to have to just tell you that we'll get to you as soon as we can, or, good luck, you know, or they'll have to create the money out of nothing, and by so doing, certainly destroy the value of the currency. But theoretically, anyway, you are guaranteed up to $250,000 for the money in bank. But if you have more than that, you will not have any guarantee at all. So I would think that would certainly be an impetus to people to get their money into alternatives. And what about buying bonds? What about buying stocks? Do you think that's a good idea at this time, Melody? Or do you think people ought to be getting at least a significant part of their savings into precious metals?
I wouldn't touch anything that's paper. And if people need to, I mean, there's some folks that are in 401ks where they can't get their money out and so forth. You know, they do, you know, they can't touch them. And that they were designed that way. Folks don't understand it was designed that way. They don't want you to have control of your own money. And absolutely, I think as we get closer and closer to this, I do believe people need to hold more and more. But if they do have to have paper, at least insure it. Gold is the insurance policy. So I use the example of a house insurance, home insurance. You're not going to insure your home for only 20% of the value. You're going to insure it for the same value. And that's the guideline I give my clients. Share your paper. Insure your paper assets with the same amount of gold. Use your gold as the insurance policy. I have many clients that are 100% in gold. I've, you know, there's an array of suitability for each client, and they have to take that into view when they're working and looking to control their money and to make these decisions. But it's very difficult because you have higher taxes, you have penalties. If people don't want to pay taxes, people don't want to pay penalties. I'll just leave it there and take the chance. And I'll guarantee you, you'll lose far more by keeping your money there than what your penalties and your taxes will probably equal. And even Bob Chapman told me a long time ago, and it's a true rule of thumb that everyone should follow, is when you're trying to make an investment decision, you remove the taxes and penalties out of the equation, because those two things will keep you from making the decision that you should make. So do your choices and your investment decisions without the penalties and taxes. Is it good for you? Is it suitable for you? And don't allow those two things to sway your decision. They will keep you from doing something that you need to do.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I think it's only a matter of time before the prices of gold and silver go up. I think, of course, basically you're going to see the value of bonds. People are going into bonds because they want to be safe and secure. But, of course, eventually the interest rates are going to have to go up. And when the interest rates go up, well, the price of the bonds will fall. Now, if you're able to get out before that happens, well, you're in good shape. But if you don't, why, heaven only knows what's going to happen. And the way I look at this stock market, certainly, I mean, it's higher than it's ever been before. But ladies and gentlemen, it can drop 1,000 points in a day. It could drop 2,000 or 3,000 points in a day, unless they shut down the stock exchange. We're living in perilous financial times. And you're going to have to diversify. You're going to have to try to touch every base. You're going to have to try to save some of what you've worked your whole life for. But there's an organized effort to impoverish the American people. And we're up against people who have an agenda, who have a different worldview, and they control both political parties, make mockery of our electoral process. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for Melody.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do all to yourself. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Lady Cederstrom, we're talking about what's going on financially, and basically our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, basically, there are three rules of investment, and I'm not a financial advisor, but I can certainly give you some advice I've learned through the years, and I think it's valid. The three rules of investment are diversify, diversify and diversify. In other words, don't put all of your eggs in one basket, as I said so many of my friends do, because this was a surefire way to make a fortune. And so they hawked their house, and whether it was a development or whatever it was, they knew this was going to make them wealthy. And of course, basically it all looked so good, and then they'd even put more money into it. And then the whole thing had collapsed, and I've had a number of my friends who've ended up being impoverished simply because they put everything into one surefire investment that was going to make the life for them. So I really believe that you should be diversified into a number of things, but I do believe that gold and silver is certainly where a significant part of your investment should be. And now, how should people hold that gold and silver if they do purchase it, Melody?
Where they should store it or how they...
Now, how should they store it? How should people store it? Or do you want to have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think the first rule of thumb should be take physical delivery of your gold and silver. And the key to being safe when you take delivery is you don't tell people you have it. Of all my clients who called me and said they had items that were stolen, and I could probably count them on two hands. It was always followed by, you know, I think it was my son or it was my grandson or my granddaughter or the workman that was here that found it. It was not a burglar who broke in and found it. So be very safe and try to fit in. And so that is the best way to keep your product and keep it by your side. If you have a significant amount, you purchase a good quality safe. And a lot of folks can find various places around the home to secure their metals depending on what they have. But, you know, if you should tell your spouse. You know, it's just been a bizarre year. The first 3 months I've had quite a few of my clients who have passed on, and they get I've been getting calls from family members not knowing where it's at or what it is or how much they have or where's the invoices. So, you know, try to keep a good record. One of our clients, I'm sure many of the listeners have heard, he was in Reno and he had like $7 million of gold in his home, and no one knew he had it. He was very secure. They thought he was a little, you know, standoffish. You know, he didn't talk much. Thought he was a nice old man, maybe a little eccentric, but you know, he had a lot of gold in his home. So keep it very safe. I think if people want to choose an IRA, you have to be careful, and I think it's better to have a precious metals IRA. It's better than having it in paper. You know, so if you do have access to any of your 401s that you can have perhaps roll over, it has to be a very specific 401, because many of them don't allow you to do that. And you want to roll it over, you can do that. They are available. But you should always first take physical delivery, if at all possible. I don't believe in offshore storage. I don't believe in depositories. I'm beginning to see gold dealers offering storage. And I think that's just complete insanity. I don't know why anybody would do that. But it's becoming popular. So don't want to store your gold with anybody else but yourself.
All right, fine. I think that's probably pretty sound advice. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website, DGScoins.com. That is DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins.com.
And do you have any sort of a web page that people can go to? In other words, basically, is there information on that web page about investing and what they should be investing in?
Absolutely. With our website right now is more of an information website, and they can also sign up for our weekly newsletter. And we also have daily radio programs that are archived that they can listen to.
And, of course, basically, of course, Melody's been around for... How long have you been out of Melody?
Oh, 18 years.
Right. And, of course, Melody works very closely with Bob Chapman, who was a friend of ours. And, basically, of course, right up until the time he died. And Melody, are you still working with his widow, his wife?
Yes, I am. I don't get to talk to him as much as I would like. But, yes, I still, and we're still putting articles in their newsletter. And I think they're doing a good job.
I think they are, too. Hold that thought. If you're out there, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And of course, Melody has helped us for a long period of time. We love having Melody on. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's basically because you have to see what's going on over in Japan. Now, Japan's been in a recession for almost 20 years. Just couldn't really sit to get the economy working as well as they wanted to. Yes, they had a lot of exports. So basically, they've been able to, but they have a debt that is approximately 2.5 times their gross domestic product. In other words, the debt is 2.5 times everything that they produce in their country in 1 year. Massive debts. And so basically, what's the idea? Well, they want to get their stock market working. They want to get their economy working. So they're going to create a trillion or a trillion and a half or close to that $1.5 trillion and just shovel it into the economy. Remember now, they are a nation of about 50 million people. We're a nation of 300 million people. So they're going to create in this country of 50 million people, about $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion, shovel it into the economy, and basically then there'll be all that money out there, and people can spend that money, and it'll stimulate the economy for a time. And then, of course, as the economy slows down, they have no alternative other than to shovel more money into the economy. And then, of course, as it'll really stimulate things and everybody will be fine. They got plenty of money to spend. And it'll be great for a time. And then it'll slow down. There is a story we carry. It's a little booklet. It's maybe about 75 pages. It's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. And it tells about what happened in France in 1789 after the French Revolution, when they decided they were going to do away with the old economic system. They were going to create a new economic system with their money guaranteed by all the property they'd stolen from the Catholic Church. And then, of course, initially the system worked very well with the new currency. And then, of course, when it began to slow down, they had to issue more currency and more currency and more currency until the whole thing collapsed. And they had to have a new stable government. And, of course, that brought the dictator Napoleon Bonaparte to power. And, of course, we know what happened to France after Napoleon Bonaparte took over. And, of course, eventually war after war after war to war to unite the people behind the government. But this has happened over and over again. And that's exactly what Japan is doing at the present time. And I fear this will be a prototype for what they're going to be doing in Europe as the economy begins to slow down there. And, for instance, in Portugal, why, of course, they were trying to correct the problems there by bringing in austerity and the new governments come in. They said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to have the austerity. We're not going to cut back on government spending. We're going to keep on spending and borrowing and borrowing. That's what they're doing in France today, the second largest economy in Europe. I think it's only a matter of time before the same thing happens to France that happened back in 1789. But what are your thoughts, Melody?
I agree, and it's interesting because they really don't talk much about France. You don't hear much about France. They focus still on Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal. And because I think it will begin to slip away when they realize that France is really having some major problems. And as you said, they're the second largest economy of that group. And they're going to throw everything at these economies until they can't throw it anymore. And with Japan using those types of money, it's going to lower their currency. And the problems that we're going to we have over here, I mean, look at what they're doing to the states over here. I mean, there's several states, 12 states, that are all pushing towards they have their similar bills that are looking to have gold in their currency. There are several states, Arizona and Utah, to recognize gold and silver coins as legal tender. And that's all a lack of confidence in our current currency. And you're going to see this worldwide when you have these nations, these countries that continue to throw money at their problems. And we see what will happen to the people. Just like in Italy, there's a sad case. You know, people are committing suicide because they, with the austerity cuts, they can't survive. They have no hope. There isn't anything they feel that they can do. And so they choose to end it all. And it's a sad, sad situation. And we'll wait and see how, you know, it turns out with the folks doing that. Of course, we saw the same thing here during the Depression after the collapse of 1929. And it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, I think most people don't understand what's really going on in America because basically, of course, we have a lot of people unemployed, but we don't have any soup lines in America. We don't have any soup lines in America because we have 48.8 million people getting food stamps, so we don't have to have soup kitchens. Basically, they're all getting money from the federal government. And basically, of course, then, of course, we've gone up. In the past, certainly we had maybe 1 million, 2 million people on Social Security disability. That's a special type of Social Security. If you are disabled, well, you get that. Now we have 8.8 million people on Social Security disability. So if you can't get a job, well, you just say you got a disability. They give you Social Security disability. And that'll go along with certainly all the 50 million more that are already getting Social Security, 56 million, something like that. And then, of course, you got the people on Social Security disability. But the federal government has lots of money. And basically, they're able to put out all their checks for food stamps and welfare programs and Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security disability because they're borrowing it. And we're borrowing over $1 trillion a year. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year. Now, because the Republicans have a great plan, they're going to cut spending by $1 trillion. We've got $1 trillion deficit every year, 1.1 last year, 1.1 this year, and probably it'll be more than that when we get all through with it. But the Republicans have a great program. They're going to cut spending $1 trillion over the next 10 years. wait a minute now. We're going behind $1 trillion a year, and they're going to cut spending $1 trillion over the next 10 years? How is that going to solve the problem? And, of course, the answer is it's not going to solve the problem. Neither political party wants to solve the problem, but they want to give you the impression they do because they know very well this whole system is going to collapse. What do they really want? Well, Biden said it over the weekend. Joe Biden, Vice President of the United States, a real traitor to America and a disgrace to his religion. But Joe Biden said what we need is a new world order and new financial institutions. New financial institutions. What he's talking about, of course, is a world financial system, world financial currency down the line. Were you acquainted with that remark by Biden over the weekend about what we need is a new world order and new financial institutions?
Yeah.
What was your impression of that? I mean, when I heard that, I sent chills down my back.
Well, it really does, but there's so many of these guys in power that are a little more free. I can remember the first time Bush had mentioned something about the new world order. I can remember Clinton being a talking about him wanting to be a citizen of the world. So they certainly do embrace the world, the global connection, and wanting to be a new world order. So they'll tell you, folks, if you listen and if you read, you can certainly understand where they're coming from, and you can really figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. The time frame, the delivery is something else. They're a lot more patient than we are, because they know how it's going to play out. We do kind of have to guess a little bit, but we can understand, and they tell us. They're not afraid to hide it anymore.
And basically, of course, what Obama is suggesting in his new budget is we begin cutting back more on the elderly as far as the Social Security payments are concerned. So if you're getting certainly your Social Security now, they're going to cut back about $1,000 a year of what you get on Social Security. Now, that's not $1,000 a month, $1,000 a year, what you're getting on Social Security, but that's just the first step. When you're young, when you're 65, retiring, you'll get your full Social Security. And the older you get, why, the less you're going to get. Because they want you to die off, basically. Social Security was designed for a situation where the average person died at the age of 65. That was certainly back in 1933. Now the average person dies about 84. And their average man dies. So basically, they've got to get rid of the elderly. That's what Obamacare is all about. That's why they're going to ration access to health care. They've got to kill off the elderly. And if they do manage to live, they're going to cut back the amount of money they're going to get on Social Security. And the older you get, of course, it may very well be the more you're going to need because you've exhausted the rest of your money. And the inflationary spiral that's coming. But instead of that, Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, has suggested in his new budget that the older you get, why, the less money you'll get from Social Security. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question on what's going on, why, if you said, we'd love to hear from you. But ladies and gentlemen, you cannot put out $1 trillion more a year than you're taking in. Basically, of course, I think they took in about $2.2 trillion last year, maybe $2.3 trillion, and they put out about $4 trillion. And basically, of course, the whole system comes down. There is no way, even the Republicans at their best estimates say, well, in 10 years, we'll have a balanced budget. Well, basically, they know they're not going to be able to balance the budget. There's no way without massive increase in taxation and massive cuts in spending. But that's not the goal. The goal, I believe, is to create a financial crisis so they can bring in their new financial institutions, their new world order, and, of course, their new world religion, because the people who control our government today hate Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and Christian morality out of our school system. They knew exactly what they're doing, and that's why, of course, we're toppling governments all throughout the Near East and the Middle East and installing governments under Sharia law there. This is what the federal government, the U.S. Army, is doing in both Afghanistan and in Iraq, we've installed governments under Sharia law. That's what we've done. And with a new government in Egypt, and that is what we're going to do with Tunisia and Libya. Why would we want to install governments under Sharia law? Sharia law, of course, is under the Muslim faith, and they worship a different God. It is because our leaders hate Christianity, but they can't let the American people know that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Of my fear, Melody, is that God is going to bring his judgment upon this country, because whenever a country turns against God, God down the line turns against that country. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess we certainly will deserve it. I mean, and it, you know, what always amazes me is, you know, these people who started to get the prayer and our Bibles out of schools. It was easy for them. There was like no resistance. I can remember living in Missouri. There was a little town that had the fish symbol on the stationery. One person thought it was offensive to him because it related Christianity to him. I mean, it was more for sporting goods, but yet in a matter of weeks, it was off their stationery. I was like, there was no resistance at all against these people. And I believe our judgment will be very severe, absolutely.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have any thoughts, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, certainly as we study what's going on in the world, they're even having problems over in China. My understanding is they've got massive cities there they built with the facilities and buildings and homes for 3 or 4 million people in these cities, and there's nobody living there. They're completely empty. And basically, of course, their economy is beginning to slow down because other countries are not able to buy their exports as they have. The prices of their goods have gone up. And certainly the salaries that they're having to pay their people have gone up. And the Chinese economy, my understanding, is beginning to contract. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing the same thing. But I also heard he was being interviewed on one of the morning financial programs. And he says, whatever you hear out of China is probably, if it's from one of their finance ministers, they don't release information of what's really happening to China. So you have to be very careful on what you hear. But I do believe, I mean, you know, the U.S. was the leader. We were the wheel behind the purchasing. I mean, when the U.S. blows down, it must be getting close to midnight because I'm losing my thoughts there here on the East Coast. But we were the wheel. I mean, we were the ones that made the world turn. I mean, it was the buying of the U.S. when we had an economy that was based on two-thirds consumption. We moved the world. And when we slow down, the world slows down, and so does China. And they do have financial problems. I remember during the heyday, they were creating loans for, and they never built anything. And perhaps a lot of those loans went out to build empty homes. But, you know, we're kind of doing that here, too. You know, builders have to continue to build, whether they have buyers or not. Certainly not to the degree of China, where they have, you know, millions of places and cities. They built cities where I was just looking at pictures the other day of these cities where not a soul was moving, empty, vacant. And we certainly don't have that here, but we sort of have the same principle where they have to continue to build, and I think China is in the same way. So when we slow down, the world slows down, and I think China will absolutely be affected.
Well, we're getting towards the end of the program. Melody, would you put out your telephone number again and your website again? If people would like to get in touch with you, they're Discount Gold and Silver. Well, how can they reach you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website is dgscoins.com. That is DGS for Discount Gold, Silver, coins.com. And we encourage them to sign up for our weekly newsletter. And of course, they can always go to our radio page and listen to our daily radio program.
All right, fine. And how can they, would that get your radio page going onto your website or what?
Yeah, we're in the process of, of changing the website where the home page will actually have the radio so they don't have to seek out other pages. But right now there is a radio page that I'll just click on. They can listen live at 4 o'clock Eastern, or they can also listen to the archives at any time.
All right, and is that going out on shortwave or any of the stations?
We're going out on shortwave, and we're in Dallas and Spokane, and we're in New Orleans.
Are you on the American Christian Network up there?
Yes.
Well, okay, hang on. We're going to be back. We've got Tony calling us from Michigan, and we'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And basically, of course, the thing is that we're in real trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is bankrupt. We're spending money we don't have. We will never pay it back. The real debt is certainly not $16.6 or $7 trillion. According to John Williams, it's well over $85 trillion. That money will never be paid back. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken it upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Melody Cederstrom, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners. That Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us, why, we'd ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. But you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get the various products that we offer in the way of videos or DVDs, certainly our books. And then, of course, we have our Miracle Tooth Soap products. We have spices. And just people say, spices? Well, yeah, they actually helps to spice up the food. I will tell you that the various things, the beef broth and the various garlic and other chili and other things that we have in the way of spices, we've been using them for, well, between 15 and 20 years. And they really do make eating much more of a pleasure. Then we carry the Miracle Tooth soap products. We have the Berkey water products. We have a whole flock of health products. And that's just magnesium, which most people are deficient in, and selenium and zinc. And, of course, we have there's certainly vitamin D3, and we have vitamin C, and we have all sorts of mineral supplements and vitamin supplements that you need, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And a combination of all of these is manages to keep us on the air. That and the generosity, we have several very generous donors who help us, but we still... Well, last year we had to put in a fair amount of our own money, but we feel that what we're doing is what we're supposed to be doing, and so we do that because, of course, we really believe that the message is important. People must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political and ideological and financial and educational battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. And there really are powerful forces at work within our society today. People say, well, certainly, oh, we really don't have to do anything. God's in charge. Well, tell that to the Christians who are being slaughtered in Syria today with American money. Basically, of course, the American government is subsidizing the terrorists, the rebels who are fighting in Syria, who've killed over 70,000 civilians. Many of those have been Christians, and many of the children have been Christian children. But this is going on because the good people in America aren't doing anything. You see, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you believe that we have no obligation to be involved, that God's in charge, will tell that to the 70,000 people who died over there. Tell that to the parents of the 500,000 Iraqi children who died between 1991 and about 2003, when we had an embargo on the country so they couldn't get medicines, couldn't get anything in. I mean, tell that to the family of the 500,000 Iraqi children who died at that time. And many of those, 10% of the Iraqi population, is Christian. So basically, I think we have an obligation to be involved. That's what I do. Now, you may disagree with me. You may feel that we shouldn't be involved. But I believe this whole country is going to collapse down the line unless there's a massive revival. And I don't see any evidence of it because I don't see any leaders out there who are rallying the people. And I think there are too many Christians who believe that they have no obligation for anything that goes on. And I wonder what they're going to say when they see their children dying and their grandchildren dying. And they realize that they are responsible not because of what they did, but because they refused to do anything. Well, I do what I do, and you may disagree with me, and that's perfectly all right. You have a right to, but I think we have a moral obligation to be involved in this battle. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you certainly, if you're not able to support us financially, we ask you to certainly pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because I truly believe we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And your obligation, well, certainly pray for us and then tell others about our programs. Try to get them to listen and to understand the true nature of the battle we're engaged in.
Beside her and guide her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish. And without further ado, Barry, how are you tonight?
Oh, I could be a little better, but who's complaining?
Okay, fine. Well, what are we going to be covering tonight?
Well, things we know about. We'll keep it easy on me and easy on you. Oh, boy, have I been right. And I've been getting calls from Israel. Well, invitations suddenly on Israeli radio. Look, let's just start with where I've been right. Phone call last week. A good friend of mine, Gedalia, phoned. Jerusalem Post wrote an article. Well, they translated an article from Yediot about Gilad Shalit. Now, to remind you, Gilad Shalit, I got it wrong. I assumed he was dead. He was taken to Gaza. Israel really supposedly ran a mini war to release him and then back out. And I said, well, that kind of sews it up. The guy is dead now. I was wrong. He was released for over 1,000 terrorists.
1,027 terrorists, to be exact. And 400 of them were murderers. Many of them were multiple murderers. And Israel released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier who'd actually fallen asleep on the job. And because of that, of course, a couple of Israelis had been killed, and he should have been either abandoned or tried for dereliction of duty. And simply gave up 1,027 terrorists to get back one man. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But we got the full story. Now, I apologized immediately. I sent him an apology the day I found out he was alive. And they were going to release him for those 1,000-plus terrorists. I said, folks, I got it wrong. But I received information from within the Israeli army that, in fact, Shalit was asleep on guard duty. And two Israeli soldiers in his tank were killed. And he was taken alive. But the point is, he should have been tried. You don't fall asleep on guard duty. You're not allowed to do that. At a minimum, in my day, you got 21 days in jail for that. But in my day, well, no one I know led to the death of two fellow soldiers. He should have got 10 years. But instead, he was, well, they tried to make him a hero, but that didn't work. The Post translated a story from Sof Shavua, I believe that's the Yediot, telling the whole story. Shalit was asleep in the tank with two other soldiers. And by the way, all of them were asleep. I mean, this was a really lousy unit. But nonetheless, he escaped and they died. He put a flak jacket over his head and it saved his life, according to this article. Nonetheless, I get a phone call that said, you're right, he was asleep. Me right, point one.
Okay, go ahead.
Really? I hear the music. Okay. That's... Well, we've got a long one coming up.
Okay, fine. Well, then we'll hold off until we get through the music here. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Barry Shamish. Well, we're talking certainly about, well, the story of this Israeli soldier. They released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get him back. What's wrong with this story? It doesn't make any sense.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information, to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
He is talking about the fact that there was a secret agreement some years ago between Israel and the Vatican. Basically, they were going to give some property over there on Mount Zion to the Vatican. And basically, the Vatican wanted the building where the Last Supper was supposedly held. Now, I've been there, and that building, I don't think is not 2,000 years old at all. But it's a nice big room and big airy room, and I don't think it's at all. But that's what they show the tourists, and so that's accepted. Also, of course, King David is buried there. And basically, they show you his coffin, you know, who's sitting out there all draped with all sorts of fancy robes and things of that sort. So, but at least from the Christian point of view, this is a very important point, area of Mount Zion. And basically, of course, to the Jews, why, of course, the burial site of King David is a very important site. But the Vatican apparently wanted that, and some sort of agreement has been made between the Israeli government and the Vatican to turn it over to the Vatican. Is that right?
Yeah, but again, look, this issue wasn't subject to public. I mean, we're not talking about the Israeli government with the backing of the people handing over to the Vatican the second floor, that's called the Cenacle, where the Last Supper was believed to have taken place in a room that's not even 200 years old maximum, but that's not the point. The point is, a deal was cut, and I wrote about this in my book. Well, it's called The Stinger, Not the Stung, and I wrote about it years ago, and now the Jerusalem Post says that this June it's going to be finalized. And what that means, Well, it means a lot of things. It means they're Christianizing a Jewish holy site. I mean, that is a minor issue. But what it means, now here is the deal, and honest to goodness, plagiarism. This is what I wrote. Here's the quote. The blueprint of the agreement reads as follows. The Vatican hands over the use of the cenacle to the custody of the Holy Land, which will keep it open from 6 to 8 a.m. for the Holy Mass. Now, this Holy Land custody is the Franciscan Order. They are, what a history they've got. I mean, you know all about Operation Paperclip. I don't have to tell you that the Franciscan and the Dominican Orders sent over 100,000 Nazis worldwide, saved the leading Nazis in their monasteries. And that's who's going to be running the cenacle, just according to the deal that, again, I reported it. But now that the Post reported it, it's mainstream knowledge. Now, look, on this show, on your show, I've discussed these issues over the years. These are not new issues to me. I've discussed the fact that the Vatican want sovereignty. They don't want the right to sell tickets. They want sovereignty over 40, what they call holy sites, 28 in Jerusalem, 19 in Judea and Samaria.
And I think it's really basically, it's not simply that they own the property.
Press, thanks to this Rome writer of the Jerusalem Post, it's gotten out. And I'm a little tired of writing the facts years before the mainstream catch on. I don't even understand why that's happening. Doesn't seem right to me. But nonetheless, I discussed that this Catholic Church, they want properties on the Mount of Olives.
And not property, they want sovereignty of it. In other words, like unique government.
Yes.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much out there that you...
All right, I won't dive into that. That's a philosophical argument. But this is the important part. Now, it's going to be ignored. You know, it's only one line in the article, but the Jerusalem Post wrote, here's the quote. Ready for the quote? Here it is. The Vatican wants the Jews out of the old city, and apparently Israel's government is agreeing with them. Now, that may seem like a minor statement. It is a very major statement, and I've been saying this for years. Yes, Israel's government is agreeing with him, and they're handing things, well, they're handing property over. According to this article in June, the cenacle will be doing Holy Mass, Vatican style, from 6 to 8 in the morning, with sovereignty over that room. But the Israeli government is agreeing with, well, they want the Jews out of the old city. It's very straightforward. And the Israeli government is agreeing with them. That's not a minor statement.
But basically, of course, Barry, what this really reflects is the fact that the Israeli government does not represent the desire of the Israeli people.
Oh, putting it mildly.
All right. Well, that's as mildly as I can put it. But basically, of course, my contention is, and I'm sure you would agree at least with part of that, is that the people who control the Israeli government have a different agenda, far different than the desire of the average Israeli who's moved there and moved to Israel because this is his homeland. But the leadership has a different agenda, and I think they're betraying the public. But go right ahead. Betray Israeli people. Go ahead.
Once you get in power in Israel, whatever you said in the election campaign goes out the window. We'll discuss that as well very, very shortly. Now, look, I don't know. I'll tell you how many years I've been covering this business about the Vatican and the PLO joining forces to get the Jews out of the old city of Jerusalem. It goes back to something called the Basic Agreement of February 2000. That's when Pope John Paul II visited Ramallah and met with Arafat, and they cut this deal. Now, the Palestinians think they've got an ally. They don't understand that once Israel is dealt with, they're next. But neither here nor there, they cut this deal. And the price will be, is Israel relinquishing sovereignty at the Western Wall? That is part of the deal, and that's what I reported. That's the basic agreement between the Pope and Yasser Arafat in the year 2000. They want Israel and Jews away from the Western Wall. Stage one, Temple Mount next.
Well, I think people have to understand that certainly after the 67 war, well, Israel won the war. They had a claim to the whole of the city of Israel. But what happened? Moshe Dayan turned the Temple Mount, yep, which is certainly the most sacred area there in Israel, over to the Muslims and gave them the control of it. And certainly the Jews should still go and pray at the Wailing Wall, which is one outside of the Temple Mount, but it's one of the walls that supports the Temple Mount. And now they want to take that away from the Jews. Why would certainly the leaders of the Jewish people be working against the best interests of the Jewish people? Well, it's sort of like here in the United States, where I do believe that our government is working against the best interests of the American people. But the average American can't really believe that. Go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, you want to get me. First of all, the Western Wall is the only supporting wall of the temple. It's it. There are no other Western walls. You relinquish sovereignty over that. The Jews have no holy place on the Temple Mount, and that apparently is the goal. But you want to get me started, Moshe Dayan and the liberty and the whole story of 67 and why Dayan was turned literally into a Jewish traitor. You know, if we have time, I'll be more than happy to dive into that one.
Well, you go ahead with what you want to be talking about. We'll go ahead from there.
Well, we'll talk about this subject. You're right. Moshe Dayan, after Israel captured the Temple Mount in the 67 war, handed it over to the Waqf, the Jordanian administrators who have handled sovereignty for the Arabs ever since then. The reason was Dayan was ordered by President Johnson to sink a ship called the Liberty. Johnson had this great idea, kill every American soldier on it, blame it on the Egyptians, and we'll get Nasser out, we'll get the Soviets out, and we'll take over Egypt. That was his idea, but it went wrong, partly because the Israelis didn't want to sink an American ship. It was a fiasco of an operation. And, well, Dayan was blackmailed. And one of the clauses was, Jews don't get the Temple Mount.
I didn't realize that was how they got Dayan to go along with something. Really, of course, no loyal Jew would ever want to have done. And that was turned the control of the Temple Mount over to the Arabs. It just didn't make sense at the time. But then, of course, when you get in the background of what really happened there, with the attempt to shoot the Liberty, we have a great four-tape set on that, a four-CD set. You need to get it, you need to listen to it. And that this will help you to understand the betrayal of the Jewish people by General Dayan.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website
www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Barry Shamish. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, certainly the day after the election, why Barry Netanyahu went on the air and said that certainly, that basically, of course, Israel was certainly dedicated to this concept of a two states, a Palestinian state, the Israelis, and of course, basically, that's not what the Israelis want. They've tried all these peace negotiations, and they've always failed. And every time they give up more property and make more concessions, why, they get attacked again. And basically, of course, you're never going to see peace in that area. As long as the Arabs are there, they're going to keep, certainly, whether the Arabs want it, the Palestinians want it or not, their leaders certainly want to stir up hatred of Israel. Children are trained from the very youngest ages in the Palestinian area to hate the Israelis, train as terrorists and certainly as bombers, suicide bombers. And the Israeli people are smart enough to realize that what they've been doing for the last 30 or 40 years has not worked. So what's Netanyahu want to do? More of the same. Barry, pick up the story.
Well, the Israeli people have been outsmarted for the last 30 years. How they got Begin to agree to give away the entire Sinai is a story unto itself. But Sharon giving up Gaza and turning it into a rocket launching pad against Israel. I wrote a book. It's called Bye Bye Gaza. You go to lulu.com. That's lulu.com. Write in Bye Bye Gaza in the search box, or my name, Shamish, Chamish, and read the whole story of how, well, the majority who voted Sharon were out in the streets in the hundreds of thousands, but it did nothing. Israel got itself a rocket launching pad and 10,000 homeless without compensation Jews. It's a very, very sad story. And it's going on and on. Until Israel's whittled to nothing, it will go on and on. But let's look at this new government. Now, Netanyahu got 31 seats with Lieberman. That wasn't what he expected. Before the election, they were talking 45 out of 120, and he would run the country from a position of power. That's not what the election did. What it did is it brought in the second most powerful party that no one predicted. No one predicted Yesh Atid, it means there's a future, and would come in second. Now, this is Lapid, Yair Lapid's party. He was a TV star with a pretty crazy radical father, but a famous one. He got 19 seats. The second most popular party was supposed to be Naftali Bennett's Beit Yehudi, the Jewish home, and that party is pro-settler, supposedly. And I know Naftali. He was on my email list for the last 10 more years. I spoke at his house, I believe, in Ranana. But neither here nor there, they represented these settlers. Now, for Naftali Bennett to stick to his guns, he should have insisted forming an alliance with all the religious parties. And by the way, they're totally corrupt anyways, but we won't die. There's no escape. No escape from the corruption. Unless you think there is, there is. But he formed a pact with Yesh Atid and their 19 seats. Bennett had 12. Together, they had 33. They had more seats than Netanyahu. They could have actually formed the government on their own. The problem is, well, by VOD, instead of supporting the right, the settlers, they support Yesh Atid, which at its best is a liberal party. At its very best. I would say it's more to the left than liberal. But this is the government so far. We've got a partnership. By the way, Bennett and Lapid said they go into the government together or not at all. That was the deal. They are partners. So the settler camp is with the liberal left camp instead of with the right-wing religious camp. We're getting our left-wing government, as I said, on your show the day after the elections.
And, Chris, basically this is not necessarily what the Israeli people want, but this is the way this whole thing is coming together. Anyway, our guest is Barry Shamish. We'll be back here in just a moment as we discuss what's really going on over in Israel so you can begin to understand what's taking place. You're not going to get it through the controlled media. But Israel is a nation in jeopardy today, surrounded by unfriendly nations, many of which are being actively financed by your own government.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we go into the break, we just talk a little bit about what the American government is doing as far as arming and financing Israel's enemies, basically. Of course, the Morsi is in charge there in Egypt. He's a dictator. We replaced Mubarak, who was a dictator, at least gone along with the Jews, now with one who hates the Jews from the Muslim Brotherhood. And basically, we've given them certainly 20 F-16 fighters and a couple hundred tanks, and we gave them, I'd say, $225 million, $225 million here recently to finance the Egyptians, and of course they'll use it on their military in large part, you know, in preparation for the coming war with Israel. So we're financing Israel's enemies, we're financing Israel. That's the way the game is played. You finance both sides. That way you can be sure there'll be a conflict, a terrible and bloody one. Well, Barry, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your books, and how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure. And that's really useful these days. And I'll tell you at the end of the show that my health is what it should be, putting it mildly. So getting my books helps out. And you get them at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Now, the newest book is called The Stinger, Not the Stung, and people really like it. But write my name in the search box, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, Chamish, and you'll get to all the books. And my website is barrychamish.com. Now, let's go on with the left-wing government. Remember, Netanyahu's government is only 68 members out of 120. It won't last 6 months. That's my prediction. The fourth member is Tzipi Livni. Now, what a member of the government. Talk about predicting a left-wing government. I actually thought he'd bring in Labor, but instead he brought in Livni. Now, Livni, again, is started. People believed she was a right-winger, when her career began, and she, well, she was actually a prime minister of Israel under Kadima, when Sharon had, well, he was dealt with. That's another subject that we can deal with, getting rid of Sharon so that Olmert and Peres would take over the country. Oh, there's just so much awful criminality. But let's just say that Tzipi Livni, I think she got like 4 seats. And Netanyahu not only invited her into his coalition, knowing that she's far from a right-winger. She is from, her positions are more left than the Meretz or the far-left Israeli party vis-a-vis the Arabs. She wants to give away the ship. But who does Netanyahu task with leading the negotiations with the Palestinians? Lo and behold, Tzipi Livni. Now let's look at the result of this. And it's only been a month, but let's look at the result. Now you folks don't know what Ramat Shlomo is. It's a district in Jerusalem. It is part of Jerusalem. Jews, if they want to have families, need a Ramat Shlomo to move into an apartment. And it was, well, the previous government and the previous interior ministry set aside 1,500 new homes in Ramat Shlomo. And, well, Netanyahu shelved it for a while. But think back to last December, wasn't so long ago, the UN gave recognition to the Palestinian Authority as a sovereign state. That was in the General Assembly. And after this resolution, Netanyahu was so kicked off, they say, that he gave permission to start building in Ramat Shlomo. That was in December. Well, it's not December anymore, and he's got a new government. And by the way, that those 1,500 apartments had approval from Labor, from his defense minister, Ehud Barak. But, well, Netanyahu shelved it originally and then unshelved it, and they were supposed to start building, and then came Tzipi Livni, who, according to Bayit HaYehudi, one of her conditions for joining the government was that Netanyahu shelved it again and no building would take place in Ramat Shlomo. Now, it starts getting kind of interesting because Bayit HaYehudi, Naftali Bennett was really, really kicked off initially at Netanyahu for inviting Livni into the coalition. And he accused Livni of giving up major parts of the West Bank, but major parts of Jerusalem. In short, she entered the coalition if Netanyahu would not build in Ramat Shlomo. Now, look, we have to understand a little bit of background about Livni. Livni conducted negotiations with the Palestinians under former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Last thing I know, he was up on another corruption charge, and after someone killed the top witness against him, he got out of it. This guy is really filthy, but they all are. They all are. I repeat that, including Netanyahu, needless to say. But what Bennett claimed was that Livni was willing to give up half of Jerusalem to the Palestinians and pretty well all of Judea and Samaria, which she denied. Well, it turns out, if you recall, a secretary of state with a funny name, Condoleezza Rice, she wrote her, a memoir. And in that memoir, according to Secretary of State Rice, Olmert offered PA Chairman Mahmoud Abbas 94% of Judea and Samaria, as well as shared control over Jerusalem. By the way, Abbas rejected the offer. They won't take anything, no matter how good it is. It's ridiculous for Israel to even offer this stuff. But more to the point, she's back. There she is again. And we know what she is going to do. She's going to divide Jerusalem. And she's going to pretty well. Look, Judea and Samaria, you have to understand that the settlers are, they believe they're on their land, on their historical land, and they're right. If you read the Bible, most of the action took place in Judea and Samaria and not on, not in Tel Aviv. They are resettling their land. And, well, they're going to be for a mighty big shock when 94% of that land goes to the Palestinians under T.P. Livni. And as I predicted, and I'm going to say it again on this show, Netanyahu put together a left-wing government. Bennett is now, well, he's given up whatever he claimed to be on behalf of the settlers with Livni negotiating. Those settlements are cooked gooses. That is the government. And that's why I predict at some point the pressure on Bennett, no matter what alliance he's got with Yesh Atid, will break up this coalition. And this is the business with Kerry. I was on the computer tonight. I spoke to a correspondent from a place called Shiloh, and he was saying that word is out that Kerry is putting a giant, giant squeeze to get rid of Judea and Samaria, give it to the Palestinians, divide Jerusalem, the works. And I got this without the grand details, but what can I say? My correspondent from Shiloh has been pretty good over the years. You've got exactly what was anticipated from Netanyahu. He is going to cave in. Now, as for Kerry and who he is, the CFR Jew is how I refer to Kerry. Everyone thought he was an Irish Catholic, and lo and behold, now his family comes from Prague, and they were a major Sabbatean faction in Prague. He wasn't Irish or Catholic, he was a Jew. Well, this CFR Jew, by the way, he is Obama's CFR representative, Secretary of State. Kerry is apparently in Israel playing really filthy, dirty politics to break up the state. All right, that's as close as you're going to get to me telling you until I find out what the real details are, but they'll come out soon enough. Look, I want... I'm going to bring this up. Something else happened on your show, and you may not have, it may not have sunk in, but it sunk in when I found out about this, when my wife gave me the article. On February 15th, I went in for surgery, my fifth bypass in a year, and my other leg is 60% constricted, it'll have to be dealt with within a year. In short, the doctors started talking to me. They said they've never seen a man at my age be so totally constricted. Now, we talked about my habits, smoking included. And look, my own doctor, and believe me when I tell you, he doesn't want me smoking. I don't want to smoke, but I don't do it enough to constrict six arteries. I should have been dead. I would have been dead if I wasn't living in St. Augustine and a marvelous hospital took me in I would have been dead. You wouldn't be talking to me. And it's not over. I'm living in pain, and I don't like it. And I'm not that old, but I am, and my body is scarred. But on that day, my friend, over many, many years, Joel Skousen, almost, well, his plane's arteries got clogged. He crash-landed, and he came out alive, which is, you know, it was a miracle. It really was.
Well, his plane broke in two. If you've seen the pictures up on the Internet, I was amazed to think that anybody could survive that. I mean, the plane flipped over and broke in two, and he walked away. But I really believe that God looked after Joel. I believe God does interfere in the affairs of men, and I believe he preserved his life. So he's got more work to do, and hopefully he'll be back in a week or two here at the program. But go ahead, Barry.
You don't think God is looking after me?
Yes, I do. I think he's looking after you as well, Barry.
I should have been dead.
And basically, I do believe that you have a job to do. I believe Joel has a job to do. I believe I have a job to do. I think that certainly each one of us has a job to do. Some are a little bit more dramatic like yours. And some people are just out there. They're simply praying for certainly that we'll be able to continue. But whatever you're doing, at least keep doing it and be involved in this great spiritual battle for the survival of civilization. Go right ahead.
Well, Joel's going to be on my little radio show tomorrow night. That's First Amendment Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But I already interviewed him, and apparently it's an honor. He's been turning down interviews all over the place. He was very decent to me, and I asked him, what happened? And what he said is the FAA went through his plane and check the fuel filter. They can't figure out what happened yet. He told me the main filter didn't have enough blockage to explain a complete cutoff. In fact, he told me the fuel pump worked on the ground. And at this point, there's no reason for this crash landing. And I asked him, is this a common accident? And he said, nah, it's close to unheard of. Well, then I asked the big question. Did you leave the plane open to sabotage? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think the fact that both Joel and I have been steady interviewees on your show contributed to the fact that we both almost, well, it was not a good day for either of us. On March 15th, not a good day at all. All right. You can, by the way, if you want to see divine providence in that, I won't argue. What he said is that night it wasn't sheltered, his plane. It was parked at Las Vegas Airport, and he admitted with the cooperation of security, the plane could have been reached and it could have been tinkered with. Now, I leave it at that, but I'm going to tell you a little story of how they got to be in Israel. Now, at first, there was a lot of skepticism, but I've been talking to my own doctor, and he's not an ordinary doctor. He's a naturopath, and he's got beliefs that I don't really share, but he is Israeli, and he's been my doctor for many, many years because he lives near me. He is, and is a trusted friend. I told him what happened to me at Sheba Hospital in, I believe it was May of 2006, when, first of all, I had an accident. Look, let me explain. There was a woman named Ruti. She was a wacko. She was an aged hippie chick with a tambourine and was known in the right-wing community as an infiltrator. For that year, she had been trying to get me to, 3-4 events where I would be isolated and dealt with. That's my interpretation, because she got me to an event on the night when I should have, well, when I was taken care of. Should I go on after the music?
Yes, we want to hear the story, but basically, of course, we'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Barry Samus, and basically, of course, there was some very strange things that happened to him over there in Israel, and as a result of that, of course, he came to the United States, and we've had an opportunity to interview him on a regular basis. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, that night was Yom Atzmaut, Independence Day, and Look, I earned a living in a very strange way in Israel. My books were published in all kinds of languages, but especially Hebrew. And I took a table to whatever gatherings there were, and I always sold books. Never had a bad night that I can recall. Well, she invited me to a party that was right near my home. So I sold books in Jerusalem, headed to Modi'in. She told me to take the first right after Modi'in Junction and there'd be a swing party. I took the first right. There was a guard there. He told me to get lost and guided me out where I was smashed to smithereens. And it gets weird after that. My attorney demanded to know who did the smashing and who crashed into me. And the police wouldn't give the information. They wouldn't give the information to my insurance company. My attorney said, just get out of here. I'll take care of what I can take care of. Something really weird is going on. The police aren't doing what they're supposed to do. But somehow I was taken to Sheba Hospital, and my Lord was, I was restrained. This is the part my doctor just doesn't believe. I was restrained, constantly tied up with blankets to my bed. And they put me in a room. Now, I'm trying to get this guy's name. He was a leading leftist philosopher. He was front page. He died the next day. He was front page of the paper. They restrained me and they sedated me. Now, I just came from a hospital where I was sedated. I was in terrible pain, but I wasn't circling Jupiter. I didn't know where I was. I was restrained, sedated. My bed was moved next door to this leftist. Now, in the morning, all his buddies came to see him. Everyone who passed my bed called me the conspirator. Then suddenly that afternoon, I was moved out of the room because he dropped dead. That night, there was a television studio made up in the hospital just for me.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Barry. Well, Barry is just describing what happened to him after the terrible accident, automobile accident in Israel. Certainly, this is many, half a dozen years ago, and of course, 2006 probably. But basically, the police wouldn't even tell his attorney who had hit him. Obviously, there was some sort of a cover-up as far as the injury, and then when he got to the hospital, he was restrained and heavily sedated. Then his roommate was a very prominent liberal, and he dies under strange circumstances.
Barry is totally
right. Certainly, Barry is confused. He's restrained. He's sedated. Go ahead.
And he dies within feet of me. And then that evening, I'm sedated, I'm restrained. My bed is rolled out to a fake television studio just for me. They debated my wacky conspiracy theories. The audience came in. I didn't know where I was, but I heard the show. And as the audience came out, they cursed me. Look, this was not normal treatment. Putting it mildly, they arranged a TV show just because I was in that hospital. They moved my bed to an open area. Doctors were sneaking to look at me, one very surreptitiously came up to me and said, "You're right about Verbeen," and surreptitiously walked away. When I was in that hospital, when I was restrained, when I was sedated, they poisoned me. Now, my doctor is the last person in the world. Look, I don't have the best habits in the world, but he said 6 bypasses in a year. He said, that's not just from smoking. He said, I don't like your lifestyle, but that is not only from smoking. The doctors at the hospital said the exact same thing. We've never had a man your age come in thoroughly constricted in his body. One doctor said, it's unnatural. All right, leave it at that. I'm not going to dive into this. The fact is I was poisoned. And in Israel, oh boy, do they poison people to death to get power or to shut you up. And right now, oh, let's start with Sharon.
We're not going to be able to do that very well. We're out of time, but God bless. I'm glad that you did come to the States. I'm glad that you're doing fairly well now because you sound so much better than you have. And I hope that you will start taking those pills that I gave you. And we'll just see.
I do every day.
Okay, God bless. And when you run out of them, let me know and we'll get you some more. Anyway,
thank you.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Barry Shamus, and certainly But right now, of course, I think Barry is certainly one of the most astute observers of what's going on. And he still has tremendous contacts over there in Israel. I will tell you, I was very pleased the other day to talk to a friend of ours who lives in Jerusalem who said, "I can't believe how many people here listen to your program, Dr. Stan. How many people listen to Radio Liberty?" And she actually gets all sorts of emails from all sorts of people over in Jerusalem and in Israel who listen to our programs regularly. Of course, they probably aren't listening to me. They're listening to Barry Shamus. That's all right. Hopefully, something we say may, in one way or other, be able to touch their lives and get them to thinking about what's going on. Well, be that as it may, this is the time when I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know about the AIDS epidemic and how it is being used to kill off large parts of the population, why it's called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it's the first book I wrote, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. When I wrote it, I didn't realize this was a man-made disease, but it is, and we can give you the documentation. Or you can certainly listen to our talk on AIDS, find me on Agenda 21, the covert plan, Agenda 21, the covert plan, which gets into how this was produced. Again, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
radio show. I am empowered as a result of the Lebanon Expo, USAPrepares.com. Oh my goodness, you would be too. Just seeing the crowd of all American, all supporting the truth, the Power Hour. It was so good. I cannot tell you
what a boost it was to the Power Hour people. Not just me, but everybody at the Power Hour and all the listeners that attended the seminars, that attended the expo. It was amazing. And I say that only because I want you to find one near your area that you can attend so you can feel this good afterwards also. You come away saying, oh my goodness, we have the best people in the world on our side. And I do mean that. The families, the children, the homeschooling families, the homeschooled children, the people, the very smart, very bright people that attended this expo. One gentleman came all the way from Buffalo.